Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on. And this is OnlyFans Q&A Live, the only show that you could get exclusive on our OnlyFans Discord. And if you want to become a member of our OnlyFans Discord, it's the only show you could participate live and in person with me. You could talk on the show. You could get into the queue. I could bring you onto the show. You could ask your questions. If not, you could ask your questions in the chat, and I will get to every single one of them. But it's the only show you could do live on our entire feed. So if you want to participate in these shows, it's pretty simple. You got to go over to Discord, and you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you become a member there for $3 a month. And of course, we have a store now. We have coffee. We have hoodies. We have t-shirts. We have hats. We have all kinds of things. We have bottle openers. We have shot glasses. Do we have shot glasses? Yeah, we do have shot glasses. We have mugs. We got pretty much anything you could think of. We have it there. I like our designs. We're not trying to get rich off of anybody. Go check out our designs that are there at onlyfans.printify.me/products. Go check them out. Go check out our Mike McDaniel t-shirt or our McDaniel Tua 2024 t-shirt, which is the sequel to our best-selling Tua, our Miami Tua 2020 t-shirt. And we sold so many of those shirts. Those shirts showed up on TV in nationally televised games. So go check out our designs. And we're not trying to get rich off of anybody. Those shirts are available over there for less than $20, $19.99. And we don't sell crap either. We sell Bella Canvas all-cotton t-shirts. If you've ever seen those are the highest quality t-shirts you can buy. The best. So go check out our stuff on there. It's very high quality gear. And like I said, the prices, they're right. The prices are made for you to buy and to wear, not for us to get rich off of anybody. In fact, we don't have a t-shirt over $20 on there. So go check out our stuff on there. I think you'll enjoy our designs. I think we have really, really nice stuff on there. Of course, Prize Picks, they're back with 3YPC and therefore our feed. And if you want to become a member of Prize Picks, it's very simple. Use the promo code. Use the promo code 5. That's FIVE. You deposit $100, you get $100. It's as easy as that. All right. Let's get the show on the road. We got some questions in the chat. I want to talk about something to start off the show, and it's this ongoing survey that Jeremy Fowler is conducting. We have plenty of time to talk about Tua. In fact, there's some questions in the chat already about Tua and his contract. But there's this survey going around where Jeremy Fowler surveyed a bunch of executives in the NFL and asked them about each position group, asked them to rank them. The latest is that Javon Holland evidently has a lot of fans in this league, including one executive who ranked him number one in the NFL as a safety. Now, that's ridiculous. He's not the best safety in football. He ended up with a number five ranking, meaning he's the fifth best safety in football, according to NFL executives. I disagree with that as well. Now, you would say, who cares? Well, you should. Because I think that something like this makes a contract extension for Javon Holland a little bit more difficult. And you would say, who the hell gives a crap about a survey? Well, the people that they're surveying are NFL executives. Those are the people that hand out money in this league. So the people that hand out money in this league are saying that Javon Holland is top five at that position. If you're wondering, for 2025, the franchise tag for safeties is $18.7 million. Are you going to tag him for $18.7 million if you can't come to an extension? I'm thinking he's going to want every single bit of that money in salary per season. Yes, Javon Holland at $18 million a year. That's what I foresee as, I wouldn't say his floor, but his ask, which would probably place him, I think, the second highest paid safety in football, or the third. I got to check that. I know it'll place him right behind Antoine Winfield for sure. So, yeah, this is consequential. Now, Dolphins are not ranking very high on anything else, but I'll remind you, and this is something that our own CK wrote in the 3YPC channel on our Discord. And again, if you want to become a member of that Discord, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFins. We always put a link on every one of our shows. You could check them. You could check the link out on our 3YPC Twitter page. You could check my Twitter page, my Alf_Arteaga Twitter page. And I have it as the pinned tweet there if you want to join OnlyFans. But our own CK wrote in the 3YPC channel the following, okay? This is the results from last year's survey. Tight end, no Miami players among the top 22. Running back, no Miami players among the top 20. Offensive tackle, Teron Armstead was an honorable mention. He was 12th among 21 players. Guard, center, no Miami players among the 21 players mentioned. Not even Robert Hunt or Connor Williams. QB, oh my God, Tua Tagovailoa was an honorable mention, listed 15th among 19 mentioned. Tyreek Hill, he was ranked 4th. Thank you for that. And Jaylen Waddle was an honorable mention. He was 15th among 26 players. That sounds like a piece of crap offense, doesn't it? They ranked number 1 in the NFL overall in offense. They were number 2 in scoring. So, I would say take it with a grain of salt. Is there a bias? Maybe. You be the judge. Do you think those are honest rankings? I don't. Okay. But is it good for us? Yes. That is good for us. You want the entire league to crap all over you. And then you're perceived as overachieving. You know why? It costs you less come cap time, come contract time. Just does. But in this case, the ranking for Javon Holland has cost them a little bit of money and probably puts the kibosh on an extension for Javon Holland. Javon Holland is the consummate, I got to see it for a year guy. You know, now he could go absolutely nuts this year, has a monster year, gets into the defensive player of the year, conversation. And I know you're saying, wait a minute, slow down. Defensive player of the year. Yeah. Defensive player of the year. Go look at what Antoine Winfield produced last year. Let's say Javon Holland produces that this year. In this defense, on this kind of high-profile team, he'll get in that conversation. He does. He's going to ask for $21 million a year. He's going to ask to be the highest-paid safety in the sport. It's just the way it goes. Now, will he get it? Somebody will have cap space. And you never know. And like I said, somebody actually voted him the best safety in football. Maybe that team has cap space. Okay? Or maybe that's the Buffalo Bills trolling, trying to cost us money. You know who has cap space next year? To sign a really expensive safety like Javon Holland? Buffalo. How does that make you feel? Kind of different, huh? I think in the very least, you try to control what you can control, meaning you do get to control where he goes for a year at least. So I think the fallback position is you're going to have to make the space to cap him. I mean, to tag him for $18.7 million if you don't extend him. So, you know, him letting him walk, that's not an option. That's not in the cards. Now, tagging him and trading him, yes. He is precisely the kind of guy that you try to tag and trade. All right? So, you know, this one bears watching. You know, of all the extensions that we were talking about, I always felt this was going to be the one that was going to be the most difficult. It's the one with the most unknowns. I think even Jalen Phillips, I think that they're going to try to approach him, and they're going to try to bet on Jalen Phillips. If I were Jalen Phillips, though, I would reject all overtures. Because have you seen the tag number on that? That's no joke. That's a big number. We're talking $24 million. Plus, okay, for an edge player. So, our defensive end, that's how they classify them. So, if I were Jalen Phillips, I'd bet on myself and I'd be very suspicious of Chris Greer coming bearing gifts, meaning coming with a nice little fat contract that he says is pretty in line with his value, because it's not. If I were Jalen Phillips, I would be the guy that would bet on myself. Of course, you could bet on yourself. You could come up craps. You could get injured again, or you could have a recovery year, which is always possible, you know. But he's young, and you saw what he looked like in the gym the other day. That was at the facility. You know, he's going to be in fabulous shape. And again, he's young. Those are the kind of guys that do come back from those injuries pretty quickly and tend to produce, okay? Remember, Cam Wake actually was a lot older. I think he was 34 when he came off of an Achilles injury and had one of the best years of his career. So this Javon Holland ranking in the Jeremy Fowler ESPN NFL executive poll or survey, this one is consequential. This matters. And I think it's to the detriment of the Dolphins in this case. All right, let me get to some of the questions. If you want to come up to the stage and you want to ask a question live on the show, you can get into the queue and I will bring you up. Remember, you have to identify yourself to the audience so that way they know who you are. Let me get to some of these questions. First questions, any interesting UDFAs you like to make the Final 53 practice squad? That's a good question. And now let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. With Prize Picks, you could turn $10 into $1,000 while watching Team USA rack up the gold medals this summer. You can make Prize Picks lineup of players across basketball, soccer, tennis, golf, and more in as little as 60 seconds. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 players' stat projections, and you're locked in. If you're looking for promotions, Prize Picks has got you covered every week, from lowering selected players' stat projections on Tuesdays to help your lineup hit, or getting your entry fees back if you have a losing lineup on a Friday. The WNBA is pretty hot right now, so you can make my favorite play, which is Caitlin Clark assists and Angel Reese's rebounds. Go more on both. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS, that's the number 3YARDS, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing, FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. That's right, you'll get up to $500 back in racing credit if your first horse racing bet doesn't win. With FanDuel Sportsbook, you can even watch and bet select races live right in the app. So, bet horse racing on the same app where you bet all your other favorite sports. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued in non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I was thinking about this the other day, and I could take you... I could give you a tour of the team as far as UDFAs. Jaquan Burton, wide receiver, he's going to be noticeable. He's going to be really noticeable in those preseason games, especially in the fourth quarter with Skylar Thompson throwing to him. He's fast. So, yes, he's a guy to watch. But I'm going to give you the guys that, first of all, Bayron Matos, he's an IPP player. You could carry him, and he's of no consequence. He basically gets a freebie onto the practice squad. You're the guys that I'm really interested in. They're all in the interior offensive line. I like Matthew Jones of Ohio State, guard. He can also play center. His tape is good. I don't know why he wasn't drafted. So I would say Matthew Jones is a guy that I would watch as a possible backup center for the roster for Aaron Brewer. I also like that they kind of tripled up because they got Ireland Brown, a center, and Andrew Meyer. I didn't watch Andrew Meyer too much, but I did watch Ireland Brown a little bit. These were good college centers. Does it translate to the NFL? Well, we shall see. You know. Now, moving on to tight ends. Hayden Rucci is noticeable as a tight end. Big blocker type. We shall see, right? Gavin Hardison, quarterback. Can he come up, you know, hard behind Skylar Thompson to replace him? Possibly. I wouldn't bet on it. But big arm. His production has never been there, by the way. On the defensive side of the ball, it's going to be a little bit harder, man, for some of these guys to stick. I do think that Leonard Payne has a shot, defensive tackle, to stick as onto the practice squad because they always keep two on there. Grayson Murphy is a good edge rusher out of UCLA, good college player. You know, his play in the preseason and in camp just might be too good, and that's a guy that you probably want to bring back onto the practice squad. As far as an UDFA that I think makes the team, Isaiah Johnson. He's listed as a cornerback right now, but he's 6'3", 215 pounds. He figures as a safety convert. That's a guy I would watch, okay, as a guy that could make the 53. And I think he can make it as the fourth safety. I think that's a possibility if they keep Nick Needham out on the boundary, which is a distinct possibility. Storm Duck is a guy that everybody has mentioned, and he also has a good shot to make the team, but I think that he'll probably be a practice squad guy. If I had to put money on two guys to make the 53, Matthew Jones, the interior offensive lineman, and Isaiah Johnson, safety. Those are the two guys that I think have a legitimate shot at making the 53. I like both players. Both have very, very good tape. Next question. On a scale from 1 to 10, if no Tua deal by day 1 of training camp, how concerned are you? 1, not concerned. 10 is Armageddon. Okay. From that scale, if there is no deal by the start of training camp, remember, that's one of my deadlines. I will put it at DEFCON 6. Okay. So it's a little bit elevated, but nothing to get too excited about. After the first preseason game, I'll go all the way up to 8. And then I'll move it to 9 right before the start of the first game against the Jaguars. I would say Jaguar week starts on that Monday. I would say that Monday. Like, you want to have a deal in hand the Monday of Jaguars week. If you don't have a deal by that Monday, I'm going straight to 10. Okay? Armageddon. And I've talked about this before. You know, all this, you know, let's wait a year crowd. It's becoming clearer and clearer that these people didn't think this through. They're banking on Tua's good nature and essentially just, you know, shitting upon him and having him say thank you. Okay? You do run the risk of losing him at the end of the year. And you also run the risk of having to do the dumbest thing possible, which is go scrambling to replace him with a much more expensive and older Tua Tagovailoa called Dak Prescott. How stupid would you look if you end up doing that? I think that they're going to get a deal done. Both teams, you know, want it. Both sides want it and need it. Usually that's a recipe for a deal. I think, why wouldn't you get something done before training camp? You want this distraction all training camp? So I think it'll happen. Next question is, what are reports on Cam Smith this offseason? We liked him in the preseason last year. He was very good last year in the preseason. He was good in camp, period. And really hope we have something there. I think we do. I think, you know what? I think he's he's a dark horse for playing a lot of snaps this year as Jalen Ramsey plays inside. Jalen Ramsey plays the nickel. You can see Cam Smith out there for a big chunk of snaps, maybe 600 or so, something like that. That's a possibility. So, yes, you know, I'm very optimistic with Cam Smith. I liked what I saw last year. I did not think he deserved to be redshirted, which that's essentially what they did. He should have played last year. They had plenty of blowouts. He could have played almost entire fourth quarters. So, yeah, I'm pretty optimistic on Cam Smith. Next question, how does the offense change when QB2 or QB3 are taking snaps? How big is the drop-off with regards to ball handling and footwork? The drop-off with ball handling and footwork is massive. With Mike White, you're going to get to a lot of two-level and two-read stuff. You're not going to get to too much of that run-action stuff that and RPO stuff that Tua is really, really good at. You probably are not going to get to that. With Skylar Thompson, you're going to get to more of the Tua ethos, more of the Tua repertoire. The problem is that Skylar Thompson is just not very good. You know, he's not Tua. So the drop-off is absolutely massive. They do change the playbook and the play calling for Mike White. That's obvious. Next question. If Miami only has two good receivers and every other position is ranked in the bottom half of the league, is Mike McDaniel the best offensive mind in the game right now? He will be the best offensive mind in the history of the sport. Because if he does it again this year, he'll have, because I remind you, with Tua at the helm, they had the number two offense in 2022. They had the number one offense last year with Tua at the helm. If he does that again, then he'll have three consecutive offenses with no talent. That's pretty good, right? Three consecutive, you know, top two offenses with no talent. That makes you a $10 million a year coach. I would hold out for a 10-year, $100 million deal from Stephen Ross if that were the case. Some of these executives don't think some of these things through. Is there anyone, here's the next question, is there anyone still floating around in the free agent pool that Miami might reach out to? It's the same two names that we keep talking about. Mike Lewinsky, guard, played with the Giants last year, pretty good for the system, very mobile, can hit the cutoff, can get out to outside zone. And the other one is Greg Van Roan, a guy who played very well for the Las Vegas Raiders last year. He's kind of a plug-and-play player, but I've also speculated many times he's the type of guy that will tell you, oh, you know, I'll sign with you, but I start. I'm not signing with you to ride pine or to be anybody's backup. I'm signing with you to play because I want to impress this year so I could get a bigger contract next year. And then you're wondering, wait a minute, but he's an older guy. What kind of bigger contract can he get? It already happened once. Was it last year? Yeah, it was last year. Dolphins approached Graham Glasgow to be a backup guard and center. They didn't want to offer him, they didn't want to guarantee him anything. He ended up signing with Detroit, not Miami. Detroit promised him the right guard spot. He had a great year, signed a bigger contract this year. Actually, I believe he got double the money this year. So it actually worked out for him, and he's an older guy too. So, and that would have been a guy I would have loved to have Miami get. Miami approached him, but they didn't want to promise him anything. And this was right after they had Isaiah Wynn signed up, so they didn't want to promise him anything. And Graham Glasgow said, "You know what? I'll go to Detroit. They're promising me a spot on a pretty good offensive line with a lot of weapons. I could shine and get paid." Next question. Patrick Paul seems to be working his ass off in his first offseason. Any inside info on his progress? There hasn't been anything because everything that he's doing is behind closed doors. I'll get to see him in training camp. Starts on the 23rd, so that is only 12 days from now. And I think we have one more question. We appear to be loaded at pass rusher and DB. Which of those will be the strength of this defense this season? I think the secondary is clearly a strength. If you have Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips both healthy, man, you are loaded on the edge. Because then you got Chop Robinson, Mo Kamara, Shaq Barrett. Man, that's a lot. You got Calais Campbell that could play out there. Man, you're absolutely loaded on the edge. I don't know if there's another team. There's other teams that have probably better combinations, but there are not many teams that are this deep on the outside. All right, I think we're going to call it right there. Next week is the last OnlyFans Q&A Live until camp is over, because I will then be engaging in my camp reports, my daily camp reports. So you'll be listening to me every single day during training camp as I give you a detailed accounting of the events of that day. So, and of course, I'll be doing that live on here on OnlyFans Q&A Live, and then it will go later on into our 3YPC podcast feed. And of course, if you want to participate and you want to ask questions during camp, you can. You go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.